We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen.
This is another episode in our series, Miracles of the Old Testament. You see, the Old Testament is what we call the first half of the Bible, and it points to the coming of Jesus and how much we need him by telling us the story of Israel, God's chosen people. As they wait for the promised Savior trying to do life both with and without God, God shows up time and time again in amazing ways. That's what a miracle is, something amazing that only God can do. And as you'll see from beginning to end, the Bible is full of stories of miracles, true accounts of God making the impossible possible. This story is the story of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the blazing furnace, and it can be found in the Bible in Daniel 3. Now, picture this with me. There is a huge city with big walls, lots of buildings, and lots of people, all ruled by a king named Nebuchadnezzar. It's the city of Babylon, and no one here loves God or worships him. No one except some of God's chosen people, the Israelites, who have been taken from their land and brought to Babylon as captives. One day, King Nebuchadnezzar decides he wants to build a giant gold statue. He thinks it will show everyone how big and powerful he is. So, he has the statue built, sets it up in Babylon, and summons everyone to come celebrate it with him. Among those people, there are three men named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Israelite captives who have been chosen to work for the king. Since arriving in Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have had to figure out how to put God first while still serving and honoring King Nebuchadnezzar. It has been challenging, but they love God, and he has been with them every step of the way. As the three men stand gathered with everyone else, staring up at the giant statue towering over them, an announcer proclaims instructions from the king. He says, "Nations and people of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." Wow. Yeah, you heard that right. Anyone who doesn't bow down and worship to the king is going to be thrown into the fire. No one wants that to happen. So of course, when the horn plays, everyone does what King Nebuchadnezzar said to do. They bow down and worship the golden statue. Everyone but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You see, these three men know that God is the only king worthy of their worship. He is the only one they are going to bow down to. King Nebuchadnezzar may be powerful, and he may be threatening to throw them in the fire, but he is not God. When the king finds out what happened, he is furious with rage. He brings them in and says, "Is it true that you did not serve my gods or worship the image of gold that I have set up? Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, if you're ready to fall down and worship, very good. But if you're not, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what god will be able to rescue you from my hand?" As King Nebuchadnezzar yells and threatens them, still Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do not budge. They do not change their minds. I mean, sure, the thought of being thrown into the fire is terrifying, but it doesn't matter. They love God more than anything else, and they know that he is on their side. "King Nebuchadnezzar," they say, "we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. At this, the king explodes with anger. He orders the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual and commands his soldiers to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the furnace. So the soldiers tie the 3 men up tightly so they can't break free, bring them up to the furnace, and then, as the hot flame scorched everything they touch, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fall into the blazing furnace. Suddenly, King Nebuchadnezzar leaps to his feet. As he peers into the flames, he asks his men, "Oh, weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire?"
Certainly, your majesty, they replied.
So what's going on? Did the king not see what just happened?
Look, the king exclaims, I see 4 men walking around the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods.
Sure enough, King Nebuchadnezzar is right. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are walking around in the blazing furnace, totally fine, not hurt at all. And there really is a 4th man in the fire, God protecting Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king can hardly believe what he is seeing. He approaches the opening of the furnace and shouts, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out! So they do. The 3 men step out of the fire and a crowd gathers around them. Everyone can see that the fire has not harmed their bodies. Not even a hair on their heads or any part of their robes is burnt. It's a miracle. God has saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king is amazed. Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. He declares, no other God can save in this way. Then King Nebuchadnezzar promotes the 3 men, giving them more authority in his kingdom. You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted God. They knew that he was with them and that he is more powerful than any king. Through this miracle, we see that there is nothing and no one that is out of God's reach. No problem too big or too small for him to handle. No one and nothing can stand in God's way, because all power belongs to him. And guess what? That 4th man in the fire? It was Jesus, God with us, the one who came to save us, the one who promises to be with us, no matter what problems come our way, just like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon. Bye!